So imagine that when you woke up this morning, you woke up and you got a visit from a cave person. Just go with me on this for a moment. They miraculously teleported into our time from about 10,000 years ago. And they arrive when you wake up and they get to spend a day with you seeing what your life in this 21st century is like. And first of all, they notice that you wake up in a house built of bricks and mortar, a home that is warm, and you're sleeping in a comfortable bed with soft sheets and cozy blankets and really soft pillows. Can you imagine what that must look like to a cave person? And then they notice that you go brush your teeth with a paste that comes out of a plastic tube, and by the way, you seemingly have all your teeth. And then you have a metal tap from which both cold and hot water flow abundantly and on demand. And then you make your way sleepily, stumbling to the kitchen, and you turn on electric lights. No need to grope around in the dark. And there you flip a switch on your electric kettle to make hot water from your ground coffee beans, which have been flown in from South America. And then you open your refrigerator, which is full of cold food that has been stored for weeks and hasn't gone rotten. And then there's a freezer with ice to put into your glass of water. And then you pour some fresh cold milk into your coffee, and you put in a spoonful of sugar, which has been miraculously extracted from sugarcane thousands of miles away. And the cave person watches in amazement as you cut a fresh loaf of bread and you put a piece in a toaster. And when it's good and hot, you butter it with churned butter from cows that don't seem to be nearby anywhere. And then you sit down and you read a newspaper, which is covered in words and photographs and printing, which brings you news from all over the world. And then next thing you do is you open your computer, which is a strange piece of pressed metal, which brings you images and messages and sounds from all over the world. And you read a message that was sent to you by your brother seconds ago from the other side of the country. And then you pick up your phone, which is another piece of pressed metal with lights and colors, to call your mother on the other side of the world. And you don't just hear her, but you see her on video from thousands of miles away. So before breakfast is even finished, the cave person's mind is absolutely blown, observing all the miraculous ways in which we exist today. And as you imagine, I could go on and on about the miracles in every moment of our daily existence that we mostly take for granted. I know I do. But actually, every moment is a miracle. Every breath we take that brings oxygen into our bodies, that feeds our lungs so we can exist and experience life on this incredible, beautiful planet is a miracle. And yet the way we quickly grow accustomed to life, the way we easily take experiences, people, and even things like this for granted, it stops us from seeing each moment as precious. It stops us from noticing the miracle of our very existence. So sometimes we have to just stop and imagine that we're either newborn, and I know some of you have had just contact with newborns who are like looking at this world as though it's the most marvelous thing ever, which it is, or we need to experience things with the imagination that we have only one day left to live in order to realize that everything, everything is precious. Every experience, every breath we take, every movement, every sound, every touch, every connection is something that we can be grateful for. And that's why gratitude can be so transformative, because it helps us notice each little thing, from the most mundane to the most wondrous, with new eyes and with reverence for life. Just take a look at you, take a look around in this moment, around you, whether you're at home or here. Nothing we have here in the sanctuaries or in our rooms at home or in these people around you is ordinary, right? It's all a miracle. Come on in. And the way we can begin to see the world with fresh eyes again, to periodically stop and notice what is around us and within us and be grateful, is a way for us to keep reminding ourselves of this precious experience of life that we have for such a short time only. So let's take a moment now to stop and do a brief gratitude meditation together. I invite you to find a comfortable posture in which you can feel both alert and relaxed. You might wish to close your eyes or lower your gaze and allow yourself to feel grounded and supported by the earth and in your seat. And now allow a gentle half smile to form on your face with a slight upcurling of your lips. And just notice how this slight smile affects your mind. And then take a few longer breaths, bringing a calming energy into your body. Now I invite you to bring to mind something that brings you joy, or some blessing in your life, someone or something that you're grateful for or grateful to. And as you think of this blessing, recall an image of this person, this being, this object, or this circumstance. Where do you feel that in your body, that gratitude? And now offer a simple, silent thank you right from your heart to that being or to life. And relax into the joyful feeling of gratitude as it pervades your body. Now take another deep breath. And now you might wish to open to the fact that you are alive in this moment. And as you relax, feel life as it moves through you, without you needing to make anything happen. Just be aware of this breath that is sustaining you and keeping you alive. Be aware of the blood flowing through your body, nourishing every cell. Of your senses that can take in colors, sounds, fragrances, and tastes, and make sense of the world. And become aware of all the miraculous bodily processes that are keeping you alive right now. Your heart pumping blood, your digestion processing and using food, your lungs breathing fresh air. And it all happens without you having to do a thing. And perhaps whisper a gentle thank you to yourself. Now take another long, slow breath. As we come to the end of this meditation, let yourself slowly open your eyes to your surroundings, seeing with new eyes all that is around you, and taking in all the goodness inside you and around you with appreciation. How do you feel now? Did you notice how your body thought when you felt and thought of things that are good in your life? Yeah, anyone? Yes? I see heads nodding. And when you became aware of this miracle, of this moment. So now imagine consciously turning your attention to pleasant experiences and emotions throughout your day, even in the midst of hard times. It needs to be a choice. When things are difficult, look around you to find something, the tiniest thing that you can be grateful for. Whether it's a smell you smell, or something you taste, or something you're touching, or your skin, or the fact that you're breathing. Because this is how we use gratitude to transform even the most challenging moments. Focusing on even the smallest thing that is good in your life, and there's always another breath that we're breathing if we're that fortunate, helps recalibrate our brains and our beings and brings us to a happier place. I want to share a story with you about Christina Costa, who is a psychologist who studies the brain and happiness. And last year, she found herself having a series of blinding headaches, only to discover that she had a giant brain tumor that urgently had to be removed. But she found that when she focused on her cancer as an illness that she had to fight and vanquish, that her body and mind shut down and felt bad. She didn't resonate with the idea of her body as a battlefield. But when she remembered her own training and instead focused on all the little things that she was grateful for, she actually felt much better. And she became grateful for the compassionate nurse who would hold her hand during awake brain surgery. And she was grateful that her brain's healthy cells would repair over time, and that the chemotherapy and the surgery was actually going to be healing her body. She practiced gratitude for her medical team, her caring friends and family each day, and the more she focused on what she was grateful for in the midst of her trauma, the more she activated gratitude circuits in her brain, and through neuroplasticity helped transform her brain wiring. And by practicing gratitude, she felt like she grew resilience, and she felt her whole approach to her trauma shifted. And Costa wants us also to know the scientifically proven benefits of practicing gratitude. Psychologically, you have more positive emotions, your self-esteem actually strengthens, and your mood often enhances. In fact, gratitude can dissolve negative feelings like fear or anger and jealousy. In fact, I was driving along this morning and somebody cut me off and I was like, oh! I was all, you know, enraged because it was dangerous. And I suddenly looked at the ocean and saw the sun rising over the ocean. I'm like, remember what you preach. The sun is rising over the ocean. It is beautiful. And being grateful quickly dissolved my feelings of distress. She says that socially, gratitude also helps you develop more empathy, connectedness, and stronger relationships. And physically, gratitude strengthens your immune system, and it gives you a better capacity to deal with stress and to feel less pain. And as I mentioned, your brain can actually rewire itself. So transforming through gratitude, and you remember that our theme this month is change, so today we're going to change ourselves through gratitude, but it's not just a nice spiritual concept. It's scientifically proven that we can actually rewire our brains thanks to their neuroplasticity, and by practicing gratitude, we can build more resilience and happiness. The other day, I saw a t-shirt that said, and I'd love to have this t-shirt. It says, Gratitude RX, or prescription, ask yourself if it's right for you. Side effects may include sudden upwellings of joy, shifts in perspective, nights of deep and restorative sleep, increased appreciation of and connection with loved ones, yourself, and people you don't even know, sudden urges to kneel and kiss the ground. Increased patience, compassion, and understanding. Decreased feelings of fear, anxiety, and scarcity. Awe at the wonder of this unique and extraordinary world. and so much more. Now that's a drug I want to take. And those are side effects that I'd be really happy to have, wouldn't you? And then there was another t-shirt that simply said, gratitude, colon, may cause happiness. In fact, on the Grateful Living website, they share five principles of grateful living, and I want to share them with you. Number one is life is a gift. Each day we have on this earth is a precious gift, isn't it? And when you greet each moment gratefully, then we actually are always receiving. It's a circular process of being grateful and then receiving. Secondly, they say everything is a surprise. And when you open to wonder, opportunities abound. And this principle encourages us to go through our days with curiosity and interest and allow ourselves to be surprised. The third principle is the ordinary is extraordinary. And when you take nothing for granted, life is abundant. And they share this beautiful poem that I wanted to share with you called The Patience of Ordinary Things by Pat Schneider. It is a kind of love, is it not? How the cup holds the tea. How the chair stands sturdy and foursquare. How the floor receives the bottoms of shoes or toes. How soles of feet know where they're supposed to be. I've been thinking about the patience of ordinary things, how clothes wait respectfully in closets and soap dries quietly in the dish. And towels drink the wet from the skin of the back. And the lovely repetition of stairs. And what is more generous than a window? The ordinary is extraordinary, isn't it? The fourth principle is that appreciation is generative. When you tend to what you value thrives. Focusing on what matters most and appreciating that makes it flourish. And the fifth principle is love is transformative. When you embrace the great fullness of life, your heart overflows with love. And opening to the love all around us changes us. And giving love heals and transforms us. Now you might ask, how do I practice this gratitude all the time? And there are actually many different ways that you can unlock transformation through gratitude. And experts suggest that we vary our gratitude practices to keep them fresh. I'm going to throw a few out here, and if you want to have them by email later, just drop me a note and I'll share them with you. Number one, you could keep a gratitude journal. Every day, write down 3 to 5 things that you are currently grateful for and try and vary them up from day to day. And you can do it in the morning or in the evening. Anything, from the mundane to the magnificent. And then at night, before you go to sleep, you could reflect on something you did that day that made a difference in someone's life. Or how you left the planet in better shape in some way. Whether you watered some flowers or you petted an animal. Another thing you could do is stop on a regular basis throughout your day. Just stop and reflect on just something right in your presence in that moment that you're grateful for. Or you can find one thing each day that you take for granted, like, you know, this, for example, and become really grateful for it. Or see it through a cave person's eyes. Well, then you can notice an ungrateful or complaining thought you have and consciously replace it with a grateful one. Or you might wish to find a gratitude partner with whom you could speak regularly to share what you're grateful for. So in coffee hour, find someone and maybe just for a week. Say, let's be gratitude buddies and call each other every day or send each other an email about something you're grateful for. Or you might wish to write a thank you note. Once a week, to someone in your life who makes a difference in your life. Or even write one thank you note a day for a week and see how that changes you. And then I invite you to spend time each day noticing the sky and its ever-changing clouds and colors, and try thanking the sky and our beautiful nature surrounding us for its daily, ever-changing beauty. Or go outside at night or in the day and notice our natural and human-made wonders that give you a sense of awe. How do you feel when you feel awe for this existence? So these are small practices that you can alternate throughout your week, but each one has the capacity to transform your life in some way for the better. So you might try a different practice each day or explore one for a week or a month. But I encourage us all to experiment with viewing life through this lens of gratitude. Are you game?
Yes.
What better time to start than during Thanksgiving week, right? So I look forward to hearing how perceiving your lives through the prism of gratitude transforms you. I know it's changing me, and I'm deeply grateful for that. And I'm deeply grateful for every single one of you. So now, to celebrate gratitude, my friends, we're going to undertake our Thanksgiving Bread Communion, in which we have a chance to offer gratitude for the abundance of our earth and our connection to one another. The breaking of bread is an ancient ritual of community and connection, celebrated in many different traditions and many different ways. And various cultures offer food as a gift to bring people together, to heal discord, to comfort one another, and to honor the bounty of our earth and her abundant gifts. So today, as we approach Thanksgiving, we break bread together to celebrate the blessings that we find in community and in the gift of our family and friends. We honor the abundance and beauty of this earth and the hard work of all who make our lives possible, from those who grew the food and harvested it, to those who baked it and brought it here and created our beautiful altar this morning. Particular gratitude for all of those who baked fresh bread for us, and to Gurenda for coordinating it all. This bread is a reminder to be grateful for all that is our lives. And as this bread is passed to you, I invite you to take a piece from the basket and eat it mindfully, savoring each morsel. And in doing so, honoring our Mother Earth, our source of life. And you may wish to bring to mind what you're thankful for the goodness of life. And as you pass the basket, here's your instructions. I invite you to turn to the person next to you and say, "Gratitude for you and our abundance. Gratitude for you and our abundance." So now, I wish to bless this bread that we will partake of with gratitude for all of you and our abundance. All right, my friends. Blessings and gratitude for all of you and our abundance. May our days be filled with gratitude. Can you hear me? May we seek to live gratefully, finding the good wherever we can, and thereby transform ourselves and the world to be more joyous, kind, and happy. May it be so. Amen.